Hello.
Hi, Mr. Bangor. It's Allison. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I just wanted to touch base. So I emailed them yesterday. I don't know if you got it in your inbox or not, but I attached you on it. I sent it directly to the county, to the supervisor of the caseworker and to your caseworker with you CC'd on it. I got it shot back yesterday that said their mailbox was full. So then I now just emailed them again and said, this one is full. So I've emailed them personally and CC'd you on it again. And I said to them, I attached the letter that they sent. And I said, we have everything except for the E-Trade security stock portfolio and TD Bank. That's correct, right?
No, actually, I got in contact with them. Said they're going to send something that's going to verify that. Hello?
Which one?
Both, the TD Bank. Oh, both? And the, yeah, they said they're going to send something to verify that. They're going to send something in the mail. So,
okay.
I'm waiting next, hopefully, 7 to 10 business days to talk about that. Hopefully by next week or so.
No problem. Whenever you get that, send me a picture. You can take a picture, send it to me. I will email it and attach it directly to them. I'm going to wait for them to respond, but they have 24 to 48 hours to get back to me until I email them again and annoy them again.
Sure. And then are we applying for the 24/7 service, right?
Yes. So what we're doing right now is trying to get you approved for the program so that you're in a situation to be able to request 24/7 care for yourself.
Okay. But how is it looking? Right. Do you think, is it looking good or so far, or what's going on?
I mean, for the application, like this application, when you get approved for the program, you're not going to have your say in hours yet. It's going to go through insurance. They're the ones that decide how many hours you're getting. So they're going to put you through a test and they're going to ask you about like a day in your life. And they're going to basically scale you and rate you on a scale of 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, how much pain you're in, how much assistance you need to get around, all this stuff. So it's based off the insurance and how you answer the questions. And I can help you prep for it, but we have to get you approved through the state first. Does that make sense?
And then what about the state one? How's that looking? Is that looking good? Documentation that they asked for?
No, they were approved. You were approved physically and financially. They just need the proof of the finances. So if you have all those bank accounts listed, they just need the closure letters. So whenever you get that, send it to me, and then they'll finalize the state program. And then we can move forward with insurance and get you hours.
Okay.
Am I saying too much, too little? Did I answer your questions?
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Of course. I'll be in touch with you, I promise. Take care.
No problem. And,
bye-bye.
And I appreciate you helping me out. And
of course.
Stay calm and all that. And
calm, positive. There's still good people in the world. We'll get you through it.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a little faith. That's it.
Yeah, I did. I just I did a little prayer yesterday and this morning, so it's helping
me. There you go. So we'll be in touch, and you call me if you need me. And if I can't get to the phone, I'll text you right away and let you know.
All right. No problem. Thank you, sir. Thank you again.
Of course.
God bless you, though.
You as well. Bye-bye.